First of all, I offer my Sastanga Dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Siddha Gurudev. Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Shri Guru Maharaj, to Arupa Nuga Guru Varga and all the Samho Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So, we know this month of Kartik, so many festivals. This month itself is a big festival, and every day, all these different festivals. Yesterday was just a big festival, Govardhan Puja. So yesterday was the Pratipada, first moon. And today is Dvitiya. On the Dvitiya, here not just in Braj, but all over India, they're also celebrating this Bhaiya Dooj. And of course for us, more than that, we're celebrating the disappearance of Vasudev Ghosh. So, briefly, I'll glorify this tithi. We've heard how the sun god, Vivaswat, has twin children. There's Yama and Yami. Yami is Yamuna, Yama is Yamaraj. So, on this day, this second moon, I say that Yamaraj, he visited Yamuna, and on this day, Yamuna Devi, he prepared nice like food preparations, and he fed very nicely Yamaraj, also doing aarti to him, and like nicely like worshiping him, and in this way, Yamaraj also like promising to his sister, like, I'll protect you. I want to give you a boon. And so she only asked that whoever will also do the same thing on this day, they will be free from going to Yamaraj like place. That is, we know, in hell. And anyone who follows this, then they'll be happy like this. So that's why, because of this boon, this celebration is being followed. In a way, this is enhancing relationship between brothers and sisters like this. So we can see, like on this day, the sisters, they make big festival. It's almost like the on Baladev appearance day, the Raksha Bandhan also, but that's not only just sisters and brother. Anyone, any relation, they can approach and telling, you're my like big brother, you will protect me, and they tie this Raksha Bandhan. But specifically on this day, the sisters, they actually offer aarti to their brother. They put tilak, and then they feed very nicely like this. Of course, like for us, we know glory of Yamuna Devi is not just like freeing one from the going to her brother's like kingdom, but really Yamuna Devi we know is a special expansion of Vishakha Devi, and she's one personality here in Braj like Giriraj that can actually bestow Vraja Prem. So today also, we're observing the disappearance day of Vasudev Ghosh. We all know the Ghosh brothers. They're like one of the main kirtaniyas of Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. So they actually, they're coming from that family in Bangladesh. But they grew up in Kumarhatta because their father like transferred there. Later on, they stayed in Navadvip, and that's how like they're together with Mahaprabhu. But we know that these three brothers, they're very good kirtaniyas. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada directly is saying that these three brothers, they're directly kaya vyuha of Srimati Radharani. And we can see in Gaurgandhesh Deepika directly it's said there. And this is his evidence. They have been glorified that these three brothers, Govinda, Madhav, and Vasudev, Ghosh. They're Kalavati, Rasolas, and Gunatunga. They were gopis who trained by Vishakha. They sing the songs that Vishakha Devi like composes. So now in Mahaprabhu Lila, they come as Mahaprabhu's kirtaniyas, the devotees' kirtaniyas. So like especially in Ratiyatra, they're always there. And one group, they would be the main kirtan leaders. This, when Lord Nityananda was sent by Mahaprabhu to return to Bengal to preach, then Vasudev and Govinda Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh, they were with Lord Nityananda. They went with Lord Nityananda. Govinda Ghosh stayed with Mahaprabhu. So it is said that later on, also like Govinda Ghosh, he settled in one place that's in Agradweep. They have their own like Sripat afterwards. Vasudev Ghosh, he settled in this place, Tamluk. There, you can see his samadhi actually there. There's a very unique deity of Mahaprabhu there. It said that place, Tamluk, Mahaprabhu also, when Mahaprabhu was traveling from Navadvip to Puri, Mahaprabhu also like visited this place. And it is that place where Mahaprabhu, like as a sannyasi, that was the first place he begged. He left his association, he went begging to bring to the devotees. So this Vasudev Ghosh, he settled in this place. For him, it's so painful to stay in Navadvip, like remembering the pastimes with Mahaprabhu. But he's staying there, it's not as far as Navadvip to Puri. So from there, then he would go to Puri to visit Mahaprabhu. So, but it said that when it was like announced or like the news came to him that Mahaprabhu like left, like he disappeared. Then he said, "Oh, my life is like useless now." So he dig his own hole. And he wanted to enter samadhi. So he dig deep hole and he sat in there and ready to enter in samadhi. But then in his samadhi, Mahaprabhu appeared to him in like young Nimai and like giving blessing and in one hand like calling him, "Hey, get come out from the hole," like this. And that is actually the form of this deity that is now there, he's worshiping. It is a very special mudra this deity is holding, and that's from that special manifestation. So this deity, later on, because of Muslim atrocities, then they were hiding this deities. This temple was closed. But then during the time of Shamananda Prabhu later on, and Rasikananda, then again this deity was found, and again the care of this deity is back in this place in Tamluk. So even Madhavi, one of the 3.5 confidential associates of Mahaprabhu, Madhavi later also stayed in this place, and therefore her samadhi is also there, not far away from Vasudev Ghosh. So today is the actual time of Vasudev Ghosh. He entered samadhi. And we can understand just after Anukut, after Govardhan, then now he's entered. And again, performing his eternal lila as one of the eternal servants of Vishakha Devi, like singing all her songs and leading the kirtan there. So today we pray unto this personality. They can bless us that we can progress very nicely under their blessings, and this ruchi for kirtan, for harinam will come and make our life successful.
Om Gyanantimirandasya Gyananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tatalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namaha Vandeham Shri Guruvaram Shri Rupanuparavaram Vrajarasrasikam Cha Narayanam Tamprapannam Shri Guru Charanam Vande Ramana Prasthaya Bhutale Rupanuga Bhaktidam Cha Pamurti Narayanam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Sadigaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my dandavat pranams at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters. Nitlai Shrimad Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Gosai Maharaj Srila Gurudev and Nitlai Shrimad Bhaktivedan Shri Vaman Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev to entire Rupanakari Guru Varga, to our guardians and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, and to especially Shri Vasu Ghosh Thakur, who's Tirubhavati we're observing today, and also Shri Yam Maharaj and Srimati Yamuna Devi, whose Tithi is also today. So we just heard now Vasu Ghosh Thakur, he is one of the three brothers. Even every day we sing in Gaur Arti, no? Sanjaya Mukunda Vasu Ghoshaya Digai. So we're repeating his name every day. And also we hear that Mahaprabhu, he was surrounded by 7 kirtan parties. And he had each kirtan party had one chief dancer, one chief singer, and like 2 mridanga players. So one kirtan party, the chief singer would be Sarup Damodar Goswami and Srivas Thakur. And there would be the Ghosh brothers in one kirtan party, the chief singers. Then the chief dancers would be Advaita Acharya, Vakreshwar Pandit, Haridas Thakur. And this way, Mahaprabhu, being surrounded by these 7 kirtan parties, he would be dancing. Why would he surround Jagannath on all sides? Even the Srikanda Vasis, they would do kirtan from behind. The Shantipur Vasis on one side, and the Kulin Gram Vasis on one side. Why? Because Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Srimati Radhika, he is telling Jagannath that before you disappeared from the rasa dance, but now you cannot, because we have surrounded you from all sides now. Therefore, this way Mahaprabhu, when all these associates would sing, be absorbed in Radha Bhav. Like we just heard now, the 3 Ghosh brothers are the 3 Sakis in Vrindavan. Rasolas, Kalavati and Gunatunga. So if they themselves were to sing the moods of separation and meeting, because what is the Mahamantra? The Mahamantra in itself is meeting and separation. When we say Hare Krishna is meeting. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare is separation. Hare Ram is meeting. Ram Ram Hare Hare is separation. So when they themselves are singing these moods, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, these moods of meeting and separation, Mahaprabhu is relishing so much. No, if the Vrajadevis themselves were to sing, then Mahaprabhu is absorbed in Radha Bhav, in Srimati Radhika's Bhav, Vandanakya Mahabhav, how much Udipan is getting to dance in front of Jagannath. So this way the Ghosh brothers would sing there. So we heard their father was Ballav Ghosh. Ballav Ghosh, he belonged to one village called Kunai Gram. And then in Kunai Gram, it is said, there's a very nice neem tree. And Narhari Sarkar Thakur, he made 3 deities of Mahaprabhu from this neem tree. One deity was big, one was small, and one was like in the middle. Not too big, not too small. So the big deity, the small deity he established in Shikhanda. And the deity which was like not so big, not so small, he established that deity of Mahaprabhu in Ekachakra. And the big deity, I think, he established the Mahaprabhu Mandir, I think in this Tulakam, the place where Vasudeva Vipra, he settled. So we just heard Mahaprabhu himself, he went there to that place. Why? Because Yudhishthir Maharaj, he worshipped the deity of Lord Shiva there, Linga, called Chakreshwar Mahadev. Mahaprabhu himself, wherever he would go, he would offer pranam to Mahadev. No, and he went to Vakreshwar Mahadev also. In South India, he went to so many places. Kalahasti, Srishailam, and everywhere, Dharmasthalam, Mahaprabhu. So here also, he went and offered pranams to the Shivlinga. And then, as we know, that was the first time he ever did Bhiksha after taking sannyas. So he got some fruits and vegetables, and Jagadananda Pandit, he made Mahaprasad for everyone to honor. So Vasu Ghosh, he stayed there, Tamluk. And then he, as we know, he did his bhajan there. And we heard he wanted to enter into Samadhi upon hearing that Mahaprabhu had disappeared. So therefore, the place called Narpota. Narpota means he wanted to be buried alive. Anyhow, Mahaprabhu came darshan and pacified him. And then, as we know, he said, Madhavi Devi also assisted him in his service. She also has a deity there called Shyam Chanda. The Shyam Chanda deity is Madhavi Devi's. So her samadhi is also there. And also, Madhav Ghosh's samadhi is there. One of the three brothers. Govinda Ghosh's samadhi is in Agradweep, and Madhav Ghosh's samadhi is there. So in this way, Vasu Ghosh has written so many kirtans also that we sing. This Gauranga Tumi More Dayana Chadiho, where he's describing Mahaprabhu, saying, oh, he's saying, I don't belong to any kule, kule, kule mui, dilu tilanjali. I'm offering tilanjali to all these different dynasties I belong. Rakiyo Charane More. They're saying, oh, please, Mr., place your lotus feet on my head. And then he also sang this Jaya Jaya Jagannath Sachiranandan, where he's saying, oh, who is Mahaprabhu? Say Gaur, say Krishna, and say Jagannath. Where he's saying, oh, Mahaprabhu is the same God, is the same Jagannath, he's the same Ramchandra. No, Goloka Vaibhav Leela Prakasha Korilo. He's the same Krishna who's manifesting Golok Leela in earth. Written such a nice kirtan. So many he's written. In this way, Vasu Ghosh is such a dear associate of Mahaprabhu. Therefore, by remembering him, one is bound to, by remembering him and by trying to imbibe some of his moods of kirtan, one is bound to achieve the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we've heard that there are many tithis. Actually, we see that right after Ekadashi, Rama Ekadashi, there was one tithi, Dwadashi. It is called Govatsa Dwadashi. The Dwadashi. It's called Govatsa Dwadashi, where the cow is worshipped actually. Because it is said that that was the day that the Surubi cow was obtained from the churning of the milk ocean. Now, Indra, he was cursed by Durvasa. Because Durvasa gave him the Prasadi Mala of Krishna, of Bhagavan, Indra he placed in Airavat. And Airavat, he just pulled aside. No, he stamped on it and pulled aside. So this way he became Shriheen. So then, as we know, this churning of the milk ocean began. Where Ajit, he bought this Vandrachal mountain from Sumeru with his 1,000 arms, Krishna himself, placed it on Kurumavatar, and then the milk ocean was churned. So on that day, Govatsa Dwadashi, Surubhi Devi was obtained from the churning of the milk ocean. And we know that history, you know, how Vishwamitra and Vasishta, how Vishwamitra wanted this Surubhi for himself, and then Vasishta anyhow, Surubhi remained with Vasishta Rishi. And then the next day was Dhanteras. So actually, this is like in Braj, no? For Ditya, they say Dooj. Purnima, they say Puno, Tej. This way, this Dhanteras is actually Dhanvantari Trayodashi. That is the 13th day. Also, they say that that's Dhan Trayodashi. They say, oh, Lakshmi Devi, she was obtained from the churning of the milk ocean on that day, they say. Also, they say that Deepavali is the day that Lakshmi Devi appeared. So there's some conflicting opinions there. But basically, they even Dhanvantari, he appeared from the milk ocean on that day. This Dhanteras. He appeared with this pot of nectar in one hand, and then he appeared with the Ayurvedic texts in the other hand. And then, as we know, the demons, they didn't care for the texts of Ayurveda. They wanted the nectar. No, they didn't care. And then Mohini Devi, she came, bewildered them. So then that day is also celebrated as the National Ayurveda Day in India, because they honor Dhanvantari in that way. So in that way also, many people, they buy jewels, they buy gold, so many things. But actually, the best wealth, what is the best wealth? Gurudev says the best wealth is what? Hari Kirtan, Hari Katha, Sadhu Sangha, this is the best wealth. Now that one buys gold, jewelry, and that day you see all over India, even in Brajmandal, they're buying so many things that day on this Dhanteras. And then the next day is called Narak Chaturdashi. After this Dhan Trayodashi, this Dhanvantari Trayodashi is called Narak Chaturdashi the next day. Also on that day, they worship Yammaraj also on that day. Because they say there was one queen, her husband, he was supposed to die within like 4 days after the marriage. So then what did she do? to save her husband, she covered him with so much gold and jewelry. She built like one entire room that when Yam Maharaj came, he was blinded by the splendor of that gold. Therefore, he returned. He didn't take her husband away. Therefore, on that day also, all the women, they worship their husbands on that day. And many things, they do that. Also, that day was Narak Chaturdashi, they say. They say that was the day that Narakasur, who was the son of Bhagavan himself, he was killed on that day. No, it is said that in his Pragjyotishpur, which was like invincible fortress, Krishna, what did he do? He went with Satyabhama, and what did he do? Sudarshan Chakra, he cut one wall aside. And then with his Panchajanya, Shankha, he cut one more wall aside by sounding his Panchajanya. And then with his Sharangi bow, he cut one wall aside. And then with his Kaumudaki, Gadha, he cut one wall aside. And this way, with the Sudarshan Chakra also, he cut one wall aside. And then there he killed Narakasur. Actually, it is said that Narakasur had received a boon that he could not be killed by Bhagavan. So I think he was killed by Satyabhama Devi, who was actually an incarnation of Bhumi Devi herself, Mother Earth. So this way, that day is also celebrated as Narak Chaturdashi. And there is also Choti Deepavali that day. And then the next day is Deepavali. And as you know, that day is the festival of lights where for many reasons they observe Deepavali. Like Ramchandra returning to Ayodhya. And they say also after the Mahabharata war finished, Krishna, he returned to Dwaraka. Then they did a Deepavali festival. Also, we hear that when the Pandavas returned to Hastinapur after their exile, Deepavali was observed also that day. So this way, as we know, even Krishna, he observed Deepavali on that day. All the Vrajavasis. And Gurudev himself would take all the devotees to Mansi Ganga and he would observe this Deepavali there. Which means, like, you're offering yourself through one of the elements of nature, which is fire itself. So the next day is Annakoot Mahamotsav. So yesterday we saw how so many people, like lakhs of people were in Govardhan. You'd see the traffic jam from Vrindavan all the way to Govardhan, there was a traffic jam. Millions of people. Now Gurudev used to say that, oh, Trivikram Maharaj is so tricky. He's always saying, he's always taking Krishna's side. But why is he doing Govardhan Parikrama every day for Chaturmasya? For Chaturmasya, every day Trivikram Maharaj did. His feet were bleeding, cloth was torn, but still he did. Gurudev said, why? He said, Trivikram Maharaj is very tricky. To cheat those who are unqualified, he says certain things, but actually he also wants Srimati Radhika's mercy. Therefore, he's doing Parikrama every day, Gurudev would say. Now, when we hear Gurudev himself, when he was staying in Govardhan, he would read the Bhagavatam, he would recite so many stavstutis in front of Giriraj. And this way he prayed so much to Giriraj, right there in the place where Giridhari Gaudi Amat is now. So this way, yesterday was Annakoot, and today is Bhai Dooj. So here also it is said that when when Krishna had Narakasur killed, when he returned to Dwaraka, it is said Subhadra also, she worshipped Krishna on this day, Bhai Dooj. Because Subhadra is the younger sister of Krishna. So also on this day, she worshipped Krishna also, Bhai Dooj. And this is celebrated everywhere. Everywhere, like all over, even in Nepal, everywhere they hold this festival in different names. So we hear that about Yam Maharaj, we don't listen much about him, no. About Yamuna Devi, we listen how she can give us that prem. About how she's so dear to Krishna, like she's Vishakha herself. How just by even the air that blows from the Yamuna, if it touches one, it gives one prem. Normally it is said you should bathe in the Ganga, but Yamuna, just the air that is blowing from there, it touches one, gives one prem, no. Like we heard that day from the Vaishnavas, that when the Ganga and the Yamuna meet together, actually she's no longer called Yamuna, it is called the Ganga. But actually Yamuna, even when she leaves Braj and goes towards Krishna, goes towards Hastinapur, Delhi and all these places, actually she doesn't leave Braj. She turns back and one manifestation flows forward. She never leaves Braj. So this way Yamuna Devi is glorious, we all know. She is like the ornament of Braj. But Yam Maharaj, he's a very complex personality. Yeah. He's also very merciful actually. Because most of the people, they receive his darshan. No, most of the people, when they die, they're so sinful that they receive darshan of his dutas, of his messengers. And there's so many histories about Yam Maharaj also. No, in the Bhagavatam itself, we see that how Ajamil, The Yamdutas wanted to take him away immediately. But then Vishnudutas came and chastised the Yamdutas, saying he uttered the name Narayan just once. You don't know how powerful the name of Narayan is. Now go back. Then Yamma, and they complained to Yammaraj, saying, who are these personalities who stopped us from carrying out our duty? Ajamil was so merciful, but still nothing happened to him. Then they said, oh, you don't know. This is the power of Vishnu's name. Anyone who chants his name even once, who has tilak, kanti, don't never go near them. Yammaraj warned them. No. And then also we hear how when Sandipuni Muni's son was taken away by this demon, Shankasur, Panchajanya, then the mother asked for this Guru Dakshina from Krishna, that please bring my son back. So then Krishna, he went to he killed the demon, but the boy was not found there. Then he went to Yamloka. And there, Yammaraj, he had the son there. And he was so happy to have darshan of Krishna. No, he was so happy. Like we hear, the Yammaraj, in one way, he's very frightening in one form. It is said that he has two dogs, and one dog has four eyes each. And it is said that before every person dies, it is actually these dogs who come first. And they smell that person to see if his time for death is coming or not. And then the Yamdutas come. The Yamdutas. And we see that in Ajamil's case, three Yamdutas came. Why? Because of the sins he had committed by body, mind, words. Therefore, Gurudev says, although in Kali Yuga, one should not, if one thinks about sinful activities, even by mind, there is no fruit. Still, he said, even by mind, you should not think about sinful activities. He said, so dangerous. So then we hear that he also has two ministers, Chanda and Mahachanda. So Chanda, he's like fear personified. And Mahachanda, he's like even greater. He's like terror personified. So these two are his ministers. And then there's Chandragupta, who sees, you know, what the sinful activities of a person are. So they say, Yammaraj, what does he do? He chastises those who are very sinful. But at the same time, he also gives so many instructions to us. Like the Vaishnavas, they always speak that history, you know, that there was Mandukya Rishi. Mandukya, what was he doing? He was doing his bhajan in one place, and some thieves, they stole something and they kept it in his bhajan kutir. And then the king, he had him punished. He placed Mandukya Rishi on like a very on a very pointed structure, and he tried having him impaled from down. So then Mandukya Rishi, he asked Yammaraj, how can you be so cruel? What did I do? He said. Then he said, oh, when you were a young boy, you did the same thing to an ant. So he said, how can you be like this? And he said, next time be born as a Shudra. And he was born as Vidura. And Vidura was such a great devotee of Krishna. When Krishna went to Vidura's house, his wife offered him the banana peels, not even the bananas also. And Krishna ate with so much relish. And Krishna had so much love for Vidura. He's showing us that Yammaraj is one of the Mahajans, no, one of the Dwadash Mahajans. He's not just punishing people, but he's also one of the great devotees of Krishna. He's instructing us by so many ways. Like we hear that story that Gurudev says that in the Mahabharata, Bhishma, he told that one story. That one lady, she went picking flowers. Her son went picking flowers. And then a snake bit that boy. So a hunter immediately caught that snake and he went to the mother. And he said, give me permission to kill this snake. Then mother said, what use is there in killing the snake? Then he said, then the snake may bite another person. Then the snake spoke. The snake said, I did not bite that person. He said, Kaal bit that person. So then Yammaraj himself came. Because Yammaraj is like death, no, personified. Then Yammaraj said, I also did not kill that person. That person's karma killed him. In the previous life, he did the same thing. So in this life, also the snake killed him. Therefore, Gurudev says that actually for a Vaishnava, there are no friends and enemies. For Vaishnava thinks that he is my enemy, he is my friend, he's not really like thinking well. Because Gurudev said, you cannot clap with one hand. You can clap with two hands, he said. Means whatever actions you have performed in your previous life, you're experiencing the fruit in this life, he said. So similarly, Yammaraj is giving such valuable instructions to all of us in so many ways. No. Also, we see that Yammaraj, in some ways, he's also cheated. Although he cheats everyone, he's also cheated. There's so many histories regarding him in the Mahabharata. Like there was this very chaste lady, Savitri. She had a husband called Satyavan. He was supposed to die. So then she performed such austerity, she pleased Yammaraj. And then Yammaraj, as he was about to take her husband away, he said, oh, I can give you a boon. He said, what do you want? She said, oh, I want a son, she said. And as he was taking the husband away, then she said, oh, what about my boon? She said, oh, without my husband, how will I have a son? Immediately he returned the husband back. So this way he is also in one way very innocent, very merciful. So therefore, Yamuna Devi, it is said that anyone who bathes in the Yamuna today will never have to come face to face with Yammaraj. Means, in the sense, he will never go to hell. So therefore, you see, so many people are bathing in the Yamuna today, saying, oh, Yammaraj should never come near us. But as we know, for the devotees, there's a different perspective. They see Yammaraj as an authority for pure bhakti, for pure devotion. So in this way, today's is Tithi. So offering, I offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of Vasu Ghosh, Yamuna Devi. And I also pray that I may never have the darshan of Yammaraj. You know, he's a scary person, you know. Never have his darshan, you know. I only hope to hear his glories, but not have his darshan, you know. Not to Ansha Kalpataru Bhishya Kribasana Vishabhaitanam Pahani Bhavishna Bhavadamunda.
Ong Gyanu Timirandhasya Gnanyana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpaturubhasya Kripa Sindubhai Vacha Patidanang Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namaha Namaha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaurati Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sriji Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Ethai Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Jhavaite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Anant Anant Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jai Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sanjeev ki jai, Jai Bhakta Vigna Vinasam Karani Singh Dev ki jai, Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Sarva Vishvavrata Giriraj Govardhan Jeev ki jai, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jeev ki jai, Brajamandal Dham ki jai, Brajavasi Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Brajeshwari Madhishwari Praneshwari Srimati Dharani ki jai, Brajdevi Gan ki jai, Jai Radha Damodar Vrata ki jai, Jai Urja Vrata ki jai, Jai Urjeshwari Madhishwari Praneshwari Srimati Dharani ki jai, Jai Kartik Vrata Niyam Seva ki jai, Samavet Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol. Now, yesterday all are following this, our this Brajavasis rule regulations. Brajavasis are by Krishna's order, they are respecting, worshipping Giriraj Govardhan and offering on heartfelt obeisances and all respect. full presentation, love full presentation, not broken one, no rotten one, no this, that. They are offering him. Now today is called Jam Ditiya, Bhatri Ditiya. Also Vasu Ghosh, this appears day. Also day before Rasikananda Prabhu's appears day or disappears day gone. So now Jam Maharaj, son god, daughter and son, twins. One is Jam and one Jami. So Dharmaraj for Adiguru Brahma giving order for judgment for. Anybody doing wrong, giving punishment. Anybody doing good activity, then them giving promotion. And how they are going up, therefore you giving promotion. Now Jam Maharaj has many followers, soldiers, armies. They are asking one day, Jam Maharaj near, Dharmaraj near, who is sinful person? How understanding? And I am going there near, catching for, bringing for you near. Then also very powerful, they are attacking, they try to killing us, arresting, beating. But this, no understanding, this person, good or bad. Outside is like is very good person, but inside is many things doing very wrong. Then which one taking? Externally, this body is doing sinful work and like killing people, killing animal, telling lies, cheating people, and mixing food with this poison, and all oil, butter, ghee, your foodstuff, all they're mixing, giving horrible. That person really cheater, catching them, arresting and bringing them, you near. How understanding is sinful? Very difficulty. Going Ajamil near, then also, or are catching, beating, by hook with his rope, with his tying his soul and taking out. At time, four persons came, very powerful, very shining, lighting, bright. They are attacking us. All are fear, afraid, and run away. Then Jam Maharaj, Dharmaraj saying, yes, now I am giving you class. Hearing. Telling Jivana Bhakti Bhagat Guru Namadhyam. Chetasya Nasmarati Tacharanarvindam. Krishnaya no namati jat siray kadapi. Tan ano asato adhamo Vishnu akitta krityan. That person you catching and bringing in my near, which person? Jivana Bhakti Bhagat Guru Namadhyam. Anybody's tongue never chanting holy name of God. And Krishna Namati Jisiraya Kadavi. Any Krishna, Vishnu, God deities, God same for not offering pranam, never offering pranam. And he is doing duplicity like outside externally chanting, also offering pranam. But Chetasya Nasmaruti Tacharanarvindam. His heart never remembering and thinking about God and God bless and mercy. These things, not three activity, not one also not following, then catching and bringing my near. Then I am giving punishment. Why? They are changing for, giving some necessary punishment. Otherwise they cannot change. Very proud, very stubborn. And think I am anything doing, everything is good. Then Dharmaraj also telling other advice. Telling there is Sobeda Varha Ustra Kharoi সংস্তুত পুরুষ পশু নজৎকর্ণ পথবেত জাতু নাম গদাগ্রজ। এনিবডি ইজ এয়ার হ্যাঁ ইনসাইড নেভার হেয়ারিং গড গ্লোরিজ হেয়ারিং মেনি মেনি থিংস সে দে আর সবিড দে আর ইজ সবাকা ডগ হ্যাঁ আদারওয়াইজ বরাহ পিগ সুনিয়া হ্যাঁ নাও টেলিং উষ্ট্র খরৈ ক্যামেল আদারওয়াইজ গাধা ডাঙ্কি এস হ্যাঁ নট ডাঙ্কি অলসো ডাঙ্কি ইজ ব্রাদার গ্র্যান্ডসন নেম এস দে আর নেভার চেঞ্জিং হরি নাম নেভার হেয়ারিং হরিকথা কামিং হরিকথা টাইম স্নোরিং অ্যান্ড স্লিপিং নট ওয়ান ওয়ার্ড গোয়িং নেভার হেয়ারিং আফটার টেলিং বিলে বতরু বিক্রমানস্য জীর্ণ শূন্যন্ত কর্ণপটি নরস্য টেলিং দিস এয়ার ইজ স্নেক হোল অল স্নেক গোয়িং ইনসাইড অ্যান্ড স্টেইং অ্যান্ড ইটিং ইন হার্ট ইটিং ইন ব্রেন মিনিংস অল পয়জনাস স্নেক ইজ গোয়িং মেনি মেনি পিপল হ্যালো হ্যালো ডে অ্যান্ড নাইট মোবাইল ইজ বিগ স্নেক হ্যাঁ লিডার অল টাইম ইনসাইড এয়ার সামটাইম দিস ইয়ার সামটাইম দিস ইয়ার সামটাইম ফোন হেয়ার টু প্লাগ হ্যাঁ ডবল চার্জ হ্যাঁ অল টাইম অল গোয়িং ইনসাইড ইজ স্নেক অল দেন হোয়াট ডুইং দেন দে ইটিং এভরিথিং হ্যাঁ দে আর সেইং উরুক্রম বিক্রমানুষ্য উরুক্রম পাওয়ারফুল গড নো হেয়ারিং হিজ গ্লোরিজ দ্যাট পার্সন ইজ ডেফিনেটলি কামিং মাই নিয়ার নাও টেলিং ইজ পুরাণ নারদী নারদীয় পুরাণ হি ইজ এনি ওয়ার গোয়িং কিং নিয়ার এভরিওয়ার হি ইজ গোয়িং হি ইজ এভরিওয়ার জগৎগুরু দেন হি ইজ ওয়ান ডে লুকিং ওয়ান হাউস সাধু দে আর ডুইং ভেরি নাইস নাম সংকীর্তনম মেনি বৈষ্ণব মেনি ভক্ত বিগ কীর্তন অ্যান্ড ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভেদির ধ্বনি পুরী আকাশ চৌদিকের অমঙ্গল হয় সবনাশ ও সাধু দে আর স্টার্টিং কীর্তন ডেন্সিং অ্যান্ড অর ব্রহ্মাণ্ড অল ক্লিন অ্যান্ড পিওর নাও অর স্কাই ব্রেকিং লাইক দিস অ্যান্ড সাউন্ড ইজ কামিং গোলক বৃন্দাবন বৈকুণ্ঠ কীর্তন ডুইং লাইক দিস হ্যাঁ দিস কার্তিক ম্যান গুরুদেব ওয়ান ডে টেলিং ওয়ান হরিকথা এ দিস স্লো প্রসেস ইজ নট গুড ভেরি ফাস্ট ভেরি ইউ উইল বি স্মার্ট অ্যান্ড অ্যাডভান্স স্লো 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 দেন ইজ ইউ আর লো বিলো অ্যান্ড গোয়িং ইজ ডাউন টু ডাউন ভজন ইজ ভেরি ফাস্ট নাইট তো নাও নারদ ইজ লুকিং ভেরি নাইস কীর্তন হি ইজ লুকিং বা দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ Nice Kirtan. I never doing like this Kirtan. Now he is gone there. Looking, all are doing Kirtan. This house. But householder, very good person. He is arranging. He is inviting sadhus. And time to time, we are in this program. He say, Narada Siva, this is holy Kirtan. Anywhere Kirtan, na jatra vikunta katha sudapaga, na jatra jigyasa makha mahasava. মত্র মদ্ভক্ত যত্র গায়ন্তি তত্র তিষ্ঠামি নারদ এনিওয়ার কীর্তন দে নারদিসি কাম অল ভক্ত কাম হনুমান কাম এভরিবডি কামিং তো নাও নারদিসি লুকিং বাট দে আর ইজ ওয়ান দিস পার্সন হিজ ব্রাদার টু ব্রাদার ইয়ং এল্ডার ওয়ান ডুইং নাইস কীর্তন ইয়ংগার ব্রাদার হি ইজ ইন টপ ইন রুম ড্রিঙ্কিং অ্যালকোহল অ্যান্ড হি ইজ ডান্সিং দে আর অলসো He is taking sword. I am going and killing his all Babaji's, my brother first. Nonsense. And doing his kirtan. He never drinking alcohol. No dancing. No enjoy. How is life? Only kirtan. What is this? He is shouting. His brother outside his gate is locking. And locking nicely. Why he has no brain? Nonsense and doing anything wrong and sadhus beating, throwing stone, yeah, anything he's doing nonsense, then he's locking. Then sadhus are doing kirtan. After there is one acharya guru, he say, who is shouting enough? And say, please don't tell, like, don't think asking me. My younger brother, very nonsense. What can I do? I'm locking him, otherwise he's doing something wrong. He beating sadhus, anything doing wrong. Therefore I'm locking. He's also young, but he cannot follow his brother. Mahaprasad narrating, no hearing kirtan, and anytime kirtan, then he's against. Yeah, anytime Mahaprasad, then he is more against. Yeah. Then sadhu acharya telling, no problem. You keep open gate. I am going there. Why sadhu there? Very kind. Santa Ridhana Banita Samana. Yeah. Sadhu there, very kind. Sadhu's gone there, opening gate, and he is like a Ugramurti. Very danger. Taking knife and coming. Yeah. But you know, alcohol taking meaning alcohol, yeah, wine, yeah, and you have liquor, you have beer, anything, all they are going inside and body, everything is eating, digesting. Then body has only skull and skeleton like structure, but inside nothing. Sadhu there, he is coming, running, sadhu catching his hand, but he has no strength. Yeah. He is shouting, say, okay. You Harinam chanting with us, then I am going and I am left you. Otherwise, never left you. I catch you, hold you, bus. We have no strength. Why alcohol only? Alcohol. This taking, all burning. You know spirit, acid. So this is all burning. Nothing body has. But he is try to moving hand, but after no, he's catching strong. And after shouting, and after he's say, chanting, then I'm left you. He said, never chanting. Said, chanting, Harinam, chanting. But he said, never chanting. Like Swami Prabhupada is telling Western countries, one lady saying, oh, you are Indian sadhu? Yes. So how can I be happy? See, you chant Harinam, then we'll be happy. Chant, be happy. Hare Krishna chanting? Say, no chanting. See, you chanting Harinam, Hare Krishna, never chanting. Say, Harinam chanting, never chanting. See, never chanting, you're telling, why not chanting Hare Krishna? I can't chant. I can't chant. But after 1 hour, again and again telling, but no, I can't chant. So this Badma stupid, what is say? Sadhu says never left. 1 hour, 2 hours is catching and holding and standing. But he after restless, after thinking, what can I do? After he is chanting Hare Krishna, Bas. Bas chanting, his anartha gone, sins gone, offense gone, now he is living body also. Die. Now he is direct Ganjamaloko. Then Chitragupta for asking Jam Maharaj, hey, look at this, is how much is your treasure has, how much is sins, yeah, offense. Say unlimited, direct his man, woman, he many killing and then he's eating also their meat. Blood is soaking. He is doing all nonsense. Then Jamma say, anything is good? Say, yes, little bit good. What? You are telling jiva, this Jivana Bhakti Bhagavad Guru Namadhyam Chitasana Smarati Tacharanar Vindam. So his tongue is one time, only one time chanting Harinam within one sadhu. Oh, sadhu is chanting Harinam. Then asking this person, you have a lot of balance, your anartha and sins. You take these fruits now, yeah, you have little good things. This fruit is taking. Say, okay, good fruit first giving, after I am going hell, and hell is splendid and suffering, no problem. First good one giving, good one tasting and then going. then asking Jam Maharaj, so what is my good activity, my life? Say one sadhu holding you, catch you at you one time chanting Harinam after you leaving body. Sadhu taking, helping in you. Then say, what are these fruits? Say, I don't know. Then who know? So Shiv Thakur chanting Harinam. I'm asking Shiv Thakur. Say, okay, you come with Shiv Thakur near. He said, I'm never going. Coming time, too much big journey or too much suffering I am. Dog biting, snake biting, all are eating my meat and beating me, and now you carrying me. Then Jam Maharaj said, Baba, big problem now. Now Jam Maharaj carrying his soldiers and gone Sivaloko. Shiv Thakur is asking you, chanting Harinam or continue. Now what is fruits you giving? Harinam fruits you know? Then I'm giving him. Shiv Thakur said, I don't know. Our Adiguru Brahma, definitely he knows. Then he said, chalo, Brahma's near. He said, I'm never working. Before he's carrying me, Jam Maharaj, now you see, bro, both are carrying me palikuinu it is. Then I'm going. How is this person, criminal and critical person? Look this. And both are palikuinu it is gone, Brahma loko, Brahma's near. Brahma thinking, what happened? Shibu and Dharmaraj is carrying somebody. How is this person? What is his punya and sukriti? And Brahma's near gone, asking Brahma's near. Brahma said, these Harinam fruits, I don't know. I have no idea also. This is only Vishnu, Lord Vishnu possible giving. Says, all of Vishnu loko. Then Vishnu loko going. He said, I am not going. Before carrying me, soldiers with this parikuin with this. Now you are making for me biman, then I'm going. You're driving and carrying me. I'm very rascal. Never Jam Maharaj, never looking like this person. Now all are gone Vishnu loko. Then Vishnu is smiling. What happened? Shiva, Dharmaraj, all came my near. What happened? This person with this? Then asking, I am chanting one time Harinam, what is fruits? Then Lord Vishnu telling, okay, I am taking you left forever. Forever. Never left. So Harinam has how much fruits? But that Harinam, nobody chanting. How is rascal? No taste. So Jam Maharaj promise. This Bhagavata has this all sloka. All are came in temple, then Gurudev teaching us. So today, Jam Maharaj and Jamuna Devi appears. Appears after every year, this birthday coming, then Jamuna Devi worshipping own brother. And brother near is begging. Oh, my near is many, many million crore people coming. Bathing and took shelter my near. My brother, I am requesting you, please, you give me one boon. Anybody coming my near and bathing, then you never taking them hell and hell is planned. Not giving punishment. You definitely helping and purifying. So therefore today, you going Mathura, Vishram Ghat, million crore people. Brothers and sisters, both are going and both are breathing. Alone not breathing. Anybody has no sisters, then any brothers with make relation, brother and both are going breathing. So one time telling one sloka, this purpose. Pratasnati narakam jati. And parastri galevadhya snati, then vaikuntam jati, meaning telling early morning anybody nor a Kong jati. Anybody bathing, any man, human, then they are going Swargaloka. And a neck beads, Tulasi, tying in neck, and then they bathing, then they going Vaikuntha. So here is today all coming Mathura, they wearing neck beads, and then brothers, sisters, both are going bathing Jamuna. Then Jam Maharaj, not one life, and there is worshipping Jam Maharaj's temple and Jamuna Devi's temple. They giving Dipdan. This Dipdan meanings, light meanings, burning my all anarth. Offering arati, then all anartha sins and life to life, everything will be clean. I am looking good way. I am not going in dark places, not going hell and hell sprint for journey. My light is showing me the different things. Somebody doing arati, Jam Dipdan, Jam Maharaj for. Somebody Jamuna Devi for. Somebody Dipdan doing for Krishna. Somebody Dipdan doing for Srimati Radharani, Radha Kunda, Sam Kunda, Giriraj, Govardhan. Different. So this Jam Maharaj and Jamuna Devi is this. Puja is today is all bhakta devotees are doing. And ordinary people, there is one brother for giving tilak and worshipping one brother, giving sweets. They are giving some donation for own sisters. This is Lokik Pratha, but no Paramartha. Paramartha means today all our bank of Jamuna going and worshipping Jamuna Devi, bathing, and they are doing Nama Sankirtanam. But this Nama Sankirtanam, then Jam Maharaj promised, I never touching. Jam Maharaj that day, this person with this, he is scared. Never. Jam Maharaj, anybody coming, Harinam Sankirtanam chanting, then Jam Maharaj offering Pushpanjali and say, oh, you go. Your way is different way, not Jam Lokapur. I am not calling and pulling. Calling, pulling, then I am carrying. I am suffering. Too much punishment for me also. Therefore, Harinam chanting, but today is special day. Therefore, group by group, they are going Jamuna bathing and then sitting there and doing Nama Sankirtanam. Many people complete day inside water and they complete chanting Harinam. Morning, Brahma Muhurta to evening. Also, many people, there is Jamuna Devi's, this stuti, bandana, everything is the following. How this Kartik month, Jamuna Devi appears the Damodar mass. Very, like yesterday Giriraj Govardhan Puja, today Jamuna Devi's Puja. Also, today's Vasu Ghosh, this appears the. Telling Mahaprabhu's last time, this Vasu Ghosh has Mahaprabhu with his very deep love and affection. So Vasu Ghosh, Kirtan starting, then Mahaprabhu, hour to hour dancing. Nityananda Prabhu, Kirtan. And there, Kirtan time, like, there mostly doing Kirtan, Gopastami, Goshtastami, Goshtar Lila. Govinda Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, and this Vasu Ghosh. They are all Nityananda Prabhu's with this going prachar and all Kirtan, all time following. One time, Jagannath Puri, this, after Rajyatra, 4 months is staying, then Mahaprabhu giving order, Govinda, Madhav, yeah, Vasu Ghosh, all are go. Now, all are going, Nityananda Prabhu is preaching, Kirtan and helping all Jiva, living entity. Vasu Ghosh telling, Prabhu, not possible for me. I am not going distance to you. And Govinda Ghosh for Mahaprabhu giving strong order. He say, okay, one condition, I am going, but you are come with me. Then Mahaprabhu say, I am sannyasi, okay. This sannyas swarup, your external swarup. I know your swarup. It's okay. You know my swarup, then I am going with you. Then he's going and Mahaprabhu giving him one ditti. This is called Gopinath. He taking Gopinath and he's gone. He's serving Gopinath, Agradeep, nearby Katua Lake, Akaihat, he there is staying. And they are worshipping. And this Govinda who says one son and Gopinath, both are is every day going Ganga bathing for and swimming, playing morning to evening. He is looking, where my Gopinath? Who is stealing my Gopinath? But his son is small son, kid, he is taking every day, then asking, where is my Gopinath? So he is swimming with him in Ganga, playing with him, me, and eating with me. He is with me. So this is not your, this is mine. Mahaprabhu, this is my Mahaprabhu, he is giving me. Basu goes, he is telling, oh, you giving Govindas for Gopinath. But I am alone. Mahaprabhu say, no, I am with you. Then, what happened? He is taking going time. He said, you give me. Then Mahaprabhu, his prasadi mala, his chandan, pan, and this Jagannath vastra, cloth is giving. He is taking, he is worshipping. But he is hearing Mahaprabhu disappears. Mahaprabhu gone. Then he is thinking, I am also not more staying. I am going. Just now hearing. He is digging big samadhi and saying, I am going and I am entering the samadhi. He is gone inside and sitting and telling, all are cover me. I know like 1 minute more staying. Then Mahaprabhu himself came and saying, oh, this is not my order. You are offering me. I am your, you are mine. Then how are you living? Say, why are you living? Say, I am never living. I am promised. I am all time staying three places. Anywhere my duty, anywhere my Nam Sankirtanam, and anybody offering myself, my near them offering, surrender my near, and complete 24 hours following me, then I am, his body is my resting place. I am staying there. Then Basu goes, looking, Mahaprabhu came and holding hand and take out from this samadhi too. And after, Mahaprabhu giving his duties. Say, okay, you worship my duty. This duty is worshipping, then I am, will be continue here. I never going. That time too, Basu goes worshipping his duties. And anytime, kirtan, offering bhoga, everything doing. Mahaprabhu very happy then. This darshan for Jannama Thakurani, Narottam Thakur, many, many, all acharya there is gone. Telling anybody Vaishnava and taking Diksha Harinam, they are going Vishnu Priya Devi's Mahaprabhu, otherwise going Nakul Brahmachari's Mahaprabhu, otherwise going Basu Ghos Mahaprabhu. This other one place is more. This is Nityanandu Khardaha, Jannava Mata, there is establishing two ditti Gaur Nitai. Very nice ditti. I never in my life I never see like this. Also Nityanandu Dham, there also Mahaprabhu's ditti, but is Khardaha, very nice ditti. Jannava Mata, Vasudha, there is worshipping. So today this Basu Ghos disappears the Kartik Man, he is telling, I am going Brajadham. Mahaprabhu now sending me Brajadham. So all are saying, you are already Brajadham, no problem. Say, no, 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 I am going now. There came Brajadham. Like my Guru Maharaj, last of time, all time, he is only one thing telling. Oh, I am gone there, I am meeting with him, and they say, you take me Brajadham, Govardhan. I say, oh, they are arresting and locking in you. They are not giving me. I'm not giving permission. He said, no, What they are doing, nobody is mine. I am going with you. But he is also this Kartik month, two night, this, his 12 o'clock, his disappears, meaning his compress down. I am a little resting, I am looking, he came quickly and say, hey, arranging for me bed. I say, how you are sleeping? Bed? He say, no, I am laying his ground. I say, ground is very big, big, hard and strong. So no, giving water and making equal and giving mat. And oh, at time phone come, his departure. Meaning, he come to the dham. So all Guru Varga, they are all time Vrajadham is present, never going distance to Vrajadham. Therefore, Chasuti Mahanta Samadhi, there is also Vasukos Samadhi. Dadas Gopal, Chasuti Mahanta, Ashta Kaviraj, Sala Goswami, there is our all family, Mahaprabhu's own families. Many, many others. So now tomorrow, hearing other Pujabhati Vikram Maharaj, and this my Guru Maharaj, there is tonight is they are disappears, but they are following this tithi, tritiya, therefore they are following tomorrow. Reality tonight. Tibikram Maharaj also evening time gone, that time is tritiya came, therefore they are following tritiya. Ditiya, that day morning is little time. So tithi following, but day following then is bhai ditiya. Okay, now tomorrow hearing, and next day also some Prabhupada disappears. Now every day some program. Gaur Premanande.
Evaro karuna karo Vaishnava Gosai. Vaishnava Gosai. Patita pavana toma vine keha na. Kehana kaharni kate gele papo dure jaye papo dure ja e mon doyalo Prabhu ke ba kotha pai Gangar parasho hoile paschate pava Paschate pava darshane pavitra kara e tomar guna e tomar Haristhane aparadhe tare harinam Tare harinam Tomasthane aparadhe nahi kaira tomar hridaye sada govinda vishram govinda vishram govinda kahe namam vaishnava pora Prati janme kori asha charane radhuni charane radhuni narottam kara daya apanara boli Narottame kara daya apanara boli bara koruna karo vaishnava gosai bara koruna vaishnava gosai Patita pavana toma dene ke hona dene ke hona Dayal Vaishnava Thakur, Dayal Vaishnava Thakur Vaishnava Thakur, Dayal Vaishnava Thakur Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Hare.